From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Fabulous, sir. He could never be. Mr. Rub Center, our great producer, taking good care of us. That's why everything you hear sounds fabulous. Plus, the archives are already up and running. The podcast page is already ready to go for the appearance by movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate, author and prolific tweeter at ILSeat. If you haven't followed it, you're missing it. And ILSeat.com, that website, I don't know, what do you update that? Two or three times a day you're there taking care of it?
A few times a week, yeah.
Oh, a few times a week. Okay, yep. Well, yeah, it's got the latest movies on it and what he's reviewed lately. And you can look at all the different movies that have come out on video and on demand in the past year. So, yeah, if you go through Netflix and Amazon, you have an abundance of choices. You just don't know where to go, but you got quite a few of them there, right?
Got lots of reviews up, yep.
All right, well, super. Movie Mike McGranahan is here. Let's start out with your review of Voyagers.
In Voyagers, sources are being depleted, so mankind is on the verge of being wiped out. A group of young adults, scientifically bred to have enhanced intelligence, is headed to a new planet that could sustain life. During the trip, they discover they've unknowingly been given a drug to control their emotions and repress their sexual urges. Many in the group stop taking the drug, and all kinds of shenanigans begin. Ty Sheridan and Lily Rose Depp play two of the crew members, and Colin Farrell is the only adult on board. What I've just described could make for a really compelling drama. Imagine reaching early adulthood and experiencing attraction, love, and sexual pleasure for the first time and not knowing how to handle any of it. Unfortunately, Voyagers doesn't trust itself with that idea. It throws in a dumb subplot about whether an alien has made its way onto the ship and another one about a rivalry between two of the characters. By the last act, the movie has become Lord of the Flies in outer space, with both guys fighting for control of the crew's loyalty. The movie looks great, and it's kind of interesting when it sticks to its core premise. Unfortunately, it doesn't do that nearly enough, and that becomes frustrating. Voyagers is a missed opportunity. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2 aphrodisiacs.
Okay. So just to, placing Colin Farrell as the adult, it seemed as though that would be heading downhill right there from there.
Right, right. Yeah, he goes along to kind of supervise, and I don't want to give away what happens, but okay. He sort of loses his ability to do that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I saw the trailer. You can see that there's some moments of chaos on board, so that seems to be kind of playing out there in plain sight right now. But you're saying that this movie did have a potential plot that could be a real pain. Page-turner if they had stuck to that?
Absolutely. These characters, they were specially bred as children. They were kept in isolation so that they would not know any other way of life other than isolation together to prepare them for this trip that's going to take 85 years to get this other planet. And the idea is that they will scientifically breed on the spaceship and their grandchildren will be the ones to actually colonize. So they have been really denied any sort of attraction or sexual pleasure or love in their lives. And then all of a sudden they find it and start experiencing these things. And that's great. That's really interesting. And this movie probably should have been rated R, a little edgier than it is, but instead they go in this other route with the alien and the Lord of the Flies stuff. And it just really stops working after a while. It gets away from what was most interesting.
Okay, so that's a missed opportunity. And let's see, actors, the male actor, not Colin Farrell, but the other one that you mentioned.
Yeah, Ty Sheridan. People have seen him in Mud. He was in some of the more recent X-Men movies.
He
plays Cyclops.
Around.
Yeah, and then Lily Rose Depp is the daughter of Johnny Depp, as the last name implies. And they're good. I don't fault them. I don't fault Colin Farrell. It's not the performances. It's the screenplay.
And how did he do? Not Colin Farrell, but
Ty Sheridan.
Yes.
He did
you.
Really well. He gives a nice, subtle performance. You know, because these characters have been given a drug that represses their emotions, they have to be kind of flat for a big portion of the movie in their affect. And that can be boring for an audience. But he makes his character still interesting, even while speaking in a very calm tone of voice and never really projecting a lot of big outward emotions.
Okay, so Voyagers, 2 aphrodisiacs.
Yeah, I can't recommend this one.
Okay. Let's move on to Vanquish, new movie out. Mm-hmm. Looked pretty interesting in the trailer.
Yeah, this is available on demand today. It makes its debut. Ruby Rose plays a mother trying to put her dark past as a Russian drug courier behind her, but retired cop Morgan Freeman forces her to do his bidding by holding her daughter hostage. Now, this is one of those movies you're going to be on your demand menu looking for something to watch, and you're going to see, hey, Ruby Rose, Morgan Freeman. You know, Morgan Freeman's great and everything, right? Well, no, he's not. This is a paycheck role for him. He sleepwalks through his role, does nothing but play the Morgan Freeman persona. The action scenes are incredibly poorly staged and clumsy. Vanquish is just a total loser from start to finish. This is one of those movies where you can tell when you're watching it that nobody cared. They didn't care when they wrote the script. The actors didn't care when they gave their performances. The director didn't care about building any kind of suspense. It's just a lazy, give us our money and let's go home kind of project.
Well, the trailer's a big fat liar then.
Yeah, the trailer looks exciting.
I was thinking, oh my gosh, this has got to be as good as like a Mission Impossible kind of thing. You know, I was waiting for Tom Cruise to come past on a motorcycle or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of motorcycle scenes, and that's another problem. You know, Morgan Freeman's character is wheelchair bound, so he literally sits through his entire performance, and he sends this woman out on five different missions. But instead of spending time on the missions and the danger that she gets into, there's a lot of scenes of her just riding her motorcycle through the streets. And when they do that, they flash back to conversations that we just saw 2 minutes before. So it's like this movie thinks we have short-term memory loss and aren't going to remember the previous scene, and so they have to recap it for us. And they do that again and again, and it's just so annoying.
All right, so put Vanquish at the bottom of the list. And what did you say about that? One?
Yeah, that's a one-star movie
for
me.
Oh, boy. You got attractive for that. We talked about Jacob first time personally. Tell us.
Film Festival, and it opens today, but it's also on demand. And this Hampton and Larry Fessenden, and very shy, mixed into a corner. And after she does, smish kind of way, and it was previously sort of to learn how to accept that his wife, funny, of the power of this movie so much. Like I said, I saw wife, this is 3.5.
This case would mean there was something else.
Amazon's like that you would rent movie. The performances are great, you know, for horror movies, but because she's a real and authenticity to her, so it's worth it.
Wife.
Man's absolute reanimator from beyond horror movies. So she's beloved within the role that she can sing to transition from how they are old and overt woman to be and all those wonderful.
When some of these talent that is really
a little bit through social, and she genuine in the performance. She is having
time. Right, so that is K.O.B.'s wife. And people are talking about all
fake controversy about what's because there's a section of the movie for get seasonal work and an animal. Well, you know, there's all of the hardships that those workers have. We've heard these stories coming out now about, you know, Amazon drivers having to take bottles in the trucks with them because they can't get bathroom breaks.
But on the other hand, a group of them just voted down a union.
A union, right. So people are complaining that Nomadland doesn't address any of that, which to me is misguided because it's not a movie about Amazon. It's a movie about Frances McDormand's character who happens to work for Amazon for a short period of time. She gets to know some important people there, and then she moves on. So this controversy to me just seems like an attempt to drum up something to harm its Oscar chances.
Well, and we've seen this dilemma in other films where, you know, somebody says, well, look how they're abusing the planet, or look how they're ignoring the poor, or, you know, something along that line. I mean, it's at some point you and I can say, okay, well, let's suspend our disbelief for 90 minutes and we'll go from there.
Right.
And we'll address all these other topics at 9 p.m. after we're done with the film. Will Smith is done with Georgia now because of the voting law changes there.
Yeah, Will Smith announced on Monday that they're going to move production of his upcoming pre-Civil War drama Emancipation from Georgia due to the state's newly enacted voting restriction laws. And this could set a precedent because so many movies and TV shows film in Georgia because of a tax break. The Walking Dead films there, a lot of the Marvel movies film there. And so if others follow suit, it could really put some economic pressure on Georgia in the wake of this rather appalling voting law change that they've had.
Okay, so that you follow all of this, not only the entertainment aspect of this, but the fallout from the law and what the law actually contains. So that's interesting. Finally, Toxic Avenger. You'll have to remind me what that is, but you say that's coming back?
Toxic Avenger was a trauma horror movie in the 80s. It was a very popular kind of a cult movie about a janitor who falls into some toxic waste and turns into this deformed creature. Well, they're rebooting it, and they have two very interesting stars, Game of Thrones star Peter Dinklage, and they just this week signed Jacob Tremblay. He was the little boy from Room a few years ago, also starred in the comedy Good Boys. So they're going to be the new stars of the Toxic Avenger reboot. I don't know if either of them is playing the Toxic Avenger, but if either of them is, I'm doubly excited for this one. That's
okay. And
an interesting choice.
All right, and your high recommendation today, Voyagers.
Jacob's wife.
Yes. Thank you. Give that 4 out of 5?
3.5 out of 4.
3.5. Okay, super. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Movie Mike. Movie Mike McGranahan. Do as I do. Go to aisleseat.com. You can find a summary of many of the things we do. A lot of it is at aisleseat.com. That's his Twitter handle. And we always thank the Campus Theater, his sponsor, campustheater.org.